T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I would transition from the oil industry, yes.
Oh,
I
will transition. A big statement.
It is a big statement because the oil industry pollutes.
Basically, what he's saying is he is going to destroy the oil industry. Okay. Will you remember that, Texas? Will you remember that, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma?
Vice President Biden to respond.
I never said I oppose fracking.
He was against fracking. He said it until he got the nomination, went to Pennsylvania. He'll be against it very soon because his party is totally against it.
I couldn't believe he lied like that.
Yeah,
that was stunning.
That is absolutely documentable false. We've got multiple examples of him saying that it's going to end, that he's opposed to it, and then he's reversing it. I mean, there is no bigger flip-flop. I mean, even John Kerry wasn't as big a flip-flop as this was.
Here's the specific clip, and you can tell the look on Trump's face, like he can't believe Joe's just said this. And I can tell, I can tell you, back at the campaign headquarters, he volunteers this stuff. I know they're freaking out. They're going, oh my gosh, we just did damage in Pennsylvania and all of these states that we need to win. Take a listen.
I never said I oppose fracking.
You said it on tape.
I did. Show the tape. Put it on your website.
I'll put it on.
Okay, so literally by the end of the debate.
Good.
His campaign had it out. You want to hear? Want to see the ad?
Yes, yes.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated.
What about, say, stopping fracking and stopping pipeline infrastructure?
New pipeline. No new fracking. You got to transition away from it. Look, you're going to ban fracking all across America right now, right?
I would love to.
Yeah, I'd love to, too. I'd love to make sure we can't use any oil or gas, period.
Look at my eyes. I guarantee
look at my eyes, guarantee you. We're going to end it.
That sounded eerily familiar. Where have I heard all of those pieces of audio before?
No new taxes. I'm sorry, what?
Where have I heard all of that audio before? Right
on
here.
On my show.
Exactly.
For months.
For months. Months now. Yes.
By the way, here's how big of a disaster that this was last night. Joe's campaign... Before midnight, right? Less than 3 hours, had to put out a statement clarifying his position on fossil fuels and fracking. He says that it now says it doesn't mean he will impose bans that could effectively shut down oil and gas. Well, he's real clear on that at the debate. So they had to come back and basically say, which you just saw Joe Biden say, yeah, he's not actually saying that. Because this was devastating. I mean, it was the cover slipped for just a minute. And when he says we need other industries to transition to get ultimately a complete zero emissions by 2025, that's 5 years from now. You'd have to eliminate oil and fossil fuel. I mean, you would have to eliminate it all. And that's just wow. So he had to clarify this. This was a gaffe for him. This was an unforced error. It was a mess. It was a total mess. And there are a bunch of these. This, by the way, Lee, is not from the debate. But it's Joe Biden essentially admitting, I'm going to restructure one third of the government in a way we've never really done before. Talking about packing the courts. Did you see this interview with CBS's Nora O'Donnell?
No, I have not seen that. I've heard about it.
Yeah. And he lies. He's like, oh, yeah, there's all kinds of conservatives. They want to pack the court, too. I'd have been like, who? Can you name one?
Yeah.
That's just your party, Joe. Take a listen to him dance here. Read between the lines. He's saying, we're going to put a commission together. We're going to majorly restructure the court. They're talking about the Supreme Court here.
If elected, what I will do is I'll put together a national commission of bipartisan commission of scholars, constitutional scholars, Democrats, Republicans, liberal, conservative. And I will ask them to, over 180 days, come back to me with recommendations as to how to reform the court system, because it's getting out of whack. The way in which it's being handled. And it's not about court packing. There's a number of other things that our constitutional scholars have debated, and I'd look to see what recommendations that commission might make.
So you're telling us you're going to study this issue about whether to pack the court?
No, whether there's a number of alternatives that go well beyond packing.
This is a live ball.
Oh, it is a live ball. No, it is a live ball. We're going to have to do that. And you're going to find there's a lot of conservative constitutional scholars are saying it as well.
No, they're not.
No, there's not.
There's not a single one.
Every constitutional conservative out there is warning about what liberals are trying to do and how we are getting away from the Constitution as written and how we have judicial activism in this country. That's what conservative constitutionalists are talking about.
Did you catch the last part where she says, you're going to study court packing? He says no, but then he says, we're going to go beyond that. I'm
right.
Like, beyond that?
Yeah.
Beyond that.
Slip of the tongue there, Joe.
Okay. So to me, we'll go beyond that. In other words, court packing's on the table. We're going to go even further. Okay. But don't worry. There's plenty of conservatives that want to do it, too. No, there isn't.
No.
God, the man lies.
Yes.
He's worse than Obama. I've never seen anybody pack more lies into one single sentence. I mean, it's just dizzying. You almost can't keep up with it.
Yeah. Well, I think, once again, you have someone who is saying lots of words, but not saying anything.
Yep. Which is exactly what Rush was saying yesterday. So you got that going on. And what was amazing is the court packing never even came up last night. I mean, the major issues didn't come up last night. The economy, court packing, guns, take your guns away. I mean, there was a ton of stuff that just never made the cut.
Yeah.
So, just really interesting. You got any observations, Lee?
Well, it's just like you were alluding to there. I really wish we could get down to something where we've got a bit more specific policy-driven debates. And, you know, I think that the president tried to steer things in that direction because he can talk about things he has specifically accomplished in his administration. And Joe Biden, I'm sorry, there was a complete lack of any specifics. And it just stunned me when he started going through the things that he would do with regard to the coronavirus. And I was going, everything you're talking about. And my wife said the same thing at the same time. Everything he's talking about, Donald Trump's already done. You know, he's talking about social distancing. That's done. He's talking about plexiglass shields and restaurants and all this. That's being done. And he claims that Donald Trump is not letting them spend any money when it is Nancy Pelosi alone that is stopping this funding from going on. I am very concerned as a fiscal social conservative about the overspending of this government, but during a pandemic, when state governments have shut down economies, when they have told people they can't go to work, when they have stopped certain industries from operating, then there must be some redress for those losses. And so it is incumbent upon the state and federal government then to do something about that. I don't like it. It's not right. We're going to be paying for this for decades, and it's going to have some major impacts on the potential growth of our economy in the future and the tax situation that our kids and grandchildren are going to have to deal with. But since government is imposing this on the economy, then it must address it. And the president and Republicans have been doing everything they can. And as the president pointed out, they've already passed three coronavirus relief bills through the Congress. And the president has signed them. But this last one, as the president is pointing out, Nancy Pelosi is playing politics with pandemic relief. And she is the one responsible for this right now. She's dragging this out. She's trying to run the clock out so they can blame Donald Trump. That is the sole reason for this. And he was absolutely right to point that out. And Joe Biden is absolutely false to claim that the president is not doing anything or spending any money to try to get us out of this economic mess that the state governors and this pandemic have imposed on us.
Yeah. And on a sort of slightly almost different topic, I want to go back to this. A lot of people are weighing in on this in the text line. I don't want to miss it. They caught this, and I meant to make this point too, but I'm going to let him make it on the text line. Take a listen.
The kind of money that you were raking in, you were vice president when some of this was happening.
I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life.
Text line blew up over that, Lee.
Yeah.
Texter writes, hey, Tara, Joe didn't take money from a foreign source. Hunter did.
Right.
And had to give it to Joe.
Yeah.
They do a play on words. What a definition of is.
Yeah.
So later he'll say, oh, I didn't lie. Hunter took it and gave it to me.
That's exactly what my wife said when he said that last night. Exactly what she said.
But when the question comes down to, Lee, I mean, if you listen to talk radio, you are super informed. You know all
right.
this. What is the American people able
That's
to figure out here? And I don't know what they're able to figure out. I mean, the media is doing a very good job of just saying, oh, we can't tell for sure if any of this is real. It's unverifiable. We don't know.
Well, heck, you even have the state-supported media, NPR, refusing to cover the story.
I'm going to get into that next.
Just flat out saying we're not covering it.
I'm going to get into that next because I think our side is not properly processing what that is.
Wow.
We call it censorship, but it's something much more.
Yes, it is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I want to jump into this because this is important, what NPR just did, which is essentially what the rest of the media is doing. We've never seen this before. They don't like a story simply because it makes their preferred candidate look bad. So they just black it out. Doesn't matter how bad the corruption is that they're hiding. Doesn't matter the potential criminality of the corruption. They just don't cover it. Now, let's go back, and that would be the Biden emails. Let's go back to where we were in 2016, okay? Hillary Clinton's emails were illegal, the classified ones. She broke federal law sending them the way that she did to an unsecured service. That's what the big deal was with it. And so if you could find emails that were classified on this, you know, on the server, on Huma's laptop, on the Sticky Wiener laptop, you were in trouble. So they remember the NYPD found them, and that forced the FBI to investigate. And James Comey had to clean up the mess. And remember, Comey would ultimately lie to the public and say, oh, yeah, we went through all the emails in a weekend. Don't worry, it's all good. And it would turn out that they went through like 1 in 10, didn't read most of them, and basically covered up for her. But the media at least covered it, acknowledged that it was going on. They beat up Comey. They tried everything they could to scapegoat for Hillary. But they at least admitted it was real. This is new. This is where the mainstream media is saying, the so-called MSM, we're just not going to cover it. NPR's editor actually tweeted, quote, "We don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories, and we don't want to waste listeners' and readers' time on stories that are just pure distractions." Okay, to put that statement out the same day that the former business partner releases a text in which he is instructed not to tell anybody Joe is involved in the business deal is simply stunning. We don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories. And again, that text message did not come from Hunter Biden's laptop, didn't come from the New York Post. Came from the business partner. It's on his phone. You can clearly see it. He turned the phone over to the FBI. We've never seen this before, folks. Do you know what causes this? Because you can fix this. This is what happens when corrupt social media censors erase the threat of competition from the media market. This is why this was not possible 4 years ago. Remember after the 2016 Trump win, and I went through all the hits on the, and I told you this is why he won. For the first time, we had an equal voice in the media. We could put facts out. When you've got Breitbart and Daily Caller, Breitbart in particular getting more hits than every other news outlet in the country, Los Angeles Times, major TV networks, including CNN, they got more hits. People had access to the truth and they wanted it. There was a tremendous demand for it. Do you remember Breitbart had more hits than every other news outlet except for the New York Times and MSN.com? I'll never forget it as long as I live. We had media parity for the first time in Trump won. Since then, it's been documented, Columbia Journalism Review, several other sources, that these sites, including Gateway Pundit, Breitbart, Daily Caller, have been throttled, losing somewhere in the range of 80 to 90% of their traffic. It was stolen from them. That's monopolistic behavior. While their mainstream competitors' news products were amplified. So when competition isn't allowed in the media marketplace by Silicon Valley, you get trash journalism and you get cronyism with the corrupt elites these reporters are supposed to be covering. It's really hard if Breitbart is allowed to get all the hits they've earned. And again, we don't want to boost. We just want to compete fairly. It's really hard to pretend that this email Chinese payoff scandal isn't happening. And eventually you're going to begin to lose reader volume unless your competition is squelched. So when competition isn't allowed in the media marketplace, that's where you get the trash journalism, the cronyism with corrupt elites that these reporters, you know, are supposed to be covering. It's a vicious cycle and it'll damage the country incalculably. I think it is already has. So it's precisely because of that censorship that NPR and other media market competitors, because they're NPR isn't, they're tax funded, but all these media outlets are doing this because you can't see an alternative to their line because it's squelched. Texter writes, yesterday NPR did a story on counterfeit Russian art, apparently more important than the Joe Biden story. Yeah, this was stunning. We've now got two business partners saying the emails are real. We've got emails from three separate sources. Two, in addition to the Hunter Biden laptop. And those sources are people with devices they've pulled them off of. So the idea, somehow they might have planted some disinfo on the Hunter Biden laptop. Yeah, that's the ticket. No. Even if they did, doesn't explain the other two sources. Or the devastating text that came out yesterday from Tony Bobulinski, including the one that I'm still not quite over yet. Hey, don't tell anybody that Joe's in on this deal, okay? The one with the Chinese? Good God. This is not some leaked text from Rudy Giuliani. Rudy has nothing to do with this. This came straight from Bobulinski, who was recruited by them to be the face of this. The CEO, and he went, whoa. And he flat out says Hunter was using this as his own piggy bank to take the money from the Chinese. And I said, no. No more. And he's got all the text to prove it. I mean, they're devastating. Here's my favorite from James Gillier to him. And James Gillier is the other business partner with the Bidens. They were all in it together in this business. Don't mention Joe being involved. It's only when you are face to face. I know you know that, but they are paranoid. Oh, and a new email. Again, not from Hunter Biden's laptop. It's an email between Tony Bobulinski and the Chinese donors to the Biden family. $5 million is lent to the Biden family in the $10 million charter capital. This $5 million loan to the Biden family is interest-free. Again, this is from the Chinese business partners, all of whom were either current Communist Party members, former Communist Party members, or members of the Intel community in China or affiliated with them. This $5 million loan to the Biden family is interest-free. But if the $5 million is used up, should we keep lending to the family? If CEFC lends more, they need to know the interest rate for the subsequent loans. Biden family, huh? That's pretty specific. Should somebody answer this? No, says NPR. Here's what I want you to understand, because I think we're missing the importance of this, and it is very frightening, particularly if Trump is to lose. I think we're looking at this wrong. What Leslie Stahl's doing. We're not covering this. NPR ain't covering this. We just don't want to. Well, again, the censorship by Silicon Valley's made that possible. Business model for them wouldn't work if everybody was able to get the hits they earned. They would simply be mowed down by other more informative news sources and people would go there. But that's not allowed to happen. And that's why you're getting this crony style corrupt behavior from the media. But I think we're looking at this wrong. By merely thinking of this as corruption and censorship by the mainstream media, it's not. It is a profound, to use a word the media likes to use a lot when it comes to discrimination, systemic discrimination against a whole class of individuals in the United States of America, roughly defined as conservative. This is discrimination. This says if, you know, if a media outlet leans left, as all of the mainstream media does, it can have a legitimate voice. It can tell a legitimate story. It must be taken seriously. But if you lean slightly to the right, as the New York Post does, your reporting can not only never be taken seriously, it can never be seen. This is bigger than censorship. This is systemic discrimination that is becoming pervasive throughout our society. And it is freaky. Because I never thought I would know what it was like to be a second-class citizen in my own country. I never thought I would know what it was like to truly feel discrimination. Never felt it as a woman. Debunked that many times. I think there was a time when women felt it, but I never have. I've never been anything but supported in my job. And the left has told us over and over and over again, you're discriminated against. You suffer. And I'm like, I just don't know what you're talking about. Sorry, I've had all male bosses in this industry and they have never been anything but my biggest cheerleaders and biggest supporters. They've been absolutely wonderful and I've had to beat a lot of men out for jobs. I've never felt it one iota. But for the first time in my life, I feel discrimination. I feel I'm being exercised from society. This isn't censorship. This is wholesale systemic discrimination. We are being written right out of our society as second-class citizens who do not deserve to have a voice, who cannot have a voice. Not even when we are clutching in our hands the proof that this story is real, we cannot have a voice. There are societies like this. Apartheid Africa comes to mind. Communist China. You think the wrong thing, you're not allowed to get on a plane or a bus. You're scored with a social credit system. That is systemic discrimination. It's not censorship. It's beyond that. It's much bigger. It's systemic. It's monopolistic. And it is being perpetrated by a really terrifying cabal of Silicon Valley gatekeepers and the media they enable. And we're not even recognizing it for what it is. I listen to talk radio all day and I'm not hearing the word I need to hear all across the country. Censorship, censorship, bias, bias. No, it's bigger. It's discrimination. It's depersoning. It's cancellation. All these things that again and again and again we've seen in authoritarian regimes. First, you got to cancel the voice. You got to make their ideas. You got to remove those from society. And that always leads to one place and you know where that goes. Once you have no voice and no voice is allowed because of systemic discrimination, not censorship, this is beyond that. What's the next step? Come on, tell me. What's the next step? You erase the voice, you know what comes next. They do too. That's what this NPR thing did to me. That's why I wrote a novel on it on Facebook last night. That's what this NPR thing is saying. We systemically discriminate based on political views against an entire class of people. In this case, I wouldn't even say conservatives. Lovers of individual liberty. Those who want to be free in our society. Those who are not on the left. It's discrimination. It's systemic. It is actually true systemic discrimination. It's terrifying. That's what this is. It's more than censorship. We get it wrong when we call it that. We underappraise it. And it's scary. Let's jump on the line quickly with Mike in Traveler's Rest. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Tara. Thank you for you and Lee for getting the story out and telling the facts, not a bunch of hearsay and a bunch of BS. I listened to excerpts that Rush played real quick yesterday of that interview with Nora O'Donnell on 60 Minutes. And every time that he would attempt to bring up the fact about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, we're not talking about that. That's not really an issue. That can't be verified. That is the biggest bunch of horse manure I've ever heard. It's verified. There's even video that's on his laptop. There's all kinds of people talking about it. But turn the tables on that. And let's say that was Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr.'s laptop, and the same thing was going on. I would be willing to bet you my life, Kara, that would be the front page, bold type in every newspaper, and it would be the lead story on all of the network news channels, because it would be Trump, and they would be saying, we've got him now, we've got to get him out. Every time that something comes out that makes the Democrats look bad and makes Biden look bad, which in this case happens to be fact, they scurry like cockroaches at 3 a.m. when you turn the light on. They run and hide because they can't deal with the facts. And that's why during the debate, they did not want to talk about anything substantive like the economy or anything else, because Joe Biden has no plan for the economy. Joe Biden didn't have a damn thing to do with the robust economy we have. So I'm urging all Americans, when you go to vote and you're thinking of pulling the lever for Biden, ask yourself one question. Are you better off economically now than you were 4 years ago? The answer to that is, you're damn right you're better off than you were. And that is why Trump is the only true choice. And thank you for getting the truth out, Kara. You all have a great day.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for your call, Mike. Oh, thank God. First thing Lee says to me when I come in this morning, he goes, "You down off the ledge?" I was like, yes, I'm okay. No, I mean, you put the whole republic in the hands of one man and send him out to a debate that could go anyway with the whole deck stacked against him. It's a scary thing. Especially, he blew the last one badly. When did that debate of 49% approval rating came out of it with a 44? Took 3 weeks to recover. And he doesn't have 3 weeks to recover. And he nailed it last night. He did. He absolutely nailed it. We'll see, and I tell you, the one stat that I watched to try to find some kind of consistent point through all of this crazy polling is the Rasmussen tracker. You know, I've been telling you about it for years. It's the presidential approval rating. Again, Rasmussen runs the only one, but it's likely voters, and he's been doing it since, you know, most of the Obama administration, right? I've been telling you about this for a long time, and on the day he won, Trump won in 2016, he had a 46% approval rate. I've been telling you that's not going to be good enough this time. And Rasmussen agrees with me. It's his poll. He says he's got to hit at least 48. 49's a better place because they're coming for him this time. They didn't see him coming last time. He's going to need more. He hit 52 yesterday going into this election. And I couldn't breathe. Oh, my God. He's going into the debate with a 52% approval rating and knocked himself back down to 44 last time he debated. Well, Rasmussen says Trump has just hit the, quote, holy grail of reelection numbers, the 52%. We will see where he is today because it's daily. On that day, October 22nd, yesterday, Trump was at 52% on the same day as Obama cruised to reelection. He was at 50. It's a good place to be, and he didn't forfeit it last night. We'll see when this comes out, but strong performance. Polls out so far overwhelmingly indicating that Trump stomped Biden last night. And you know why he did? Could you see the difference? He was prepared for this. He had answers. He knew the stats. He had his record down. He wasn't floundering. It was a good night for the Republic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.